a lot of things going through my mind right now, a bit of where I'm at. Let's speak authentically. So we've had a senior vice president come out with a public statement that everyone should return to the office 3 days a week. That's kind of the gist of it. The way it was said, the details behind it is kind of still what I'm processing a bit at the moment. But I think to that, I think it's a disruption, and it's both a positive and a negative. I think I'm more leaning on that side, that it's a negative disruption. And I'm feeling a little bit like there's arrogance in him. And now that I'm actually kind of saying that out loud, I recall as well with just kind of the tone that he would set. It was a very divisive feeling when I heard it. And I actually responded, funnily enough, by recording something, just to kind of process how I felt about that statement. And I feel like I'm riled up again a bit. It doesn't feel authentic. Not that I am by any means the arbiter of authenticity. I have my pieces to work on as well. But I was thinking just kind of what might be the needs for leadership in this moment. I definitely took my stand. I made myself heard, and but I was trying to kind of disconnect from kind of this current situation about 3 days a week, just to something kind of more broad, in the sense of how do I lead in a divisive environment? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we see divisive environments all over in life. We see it on the news. We see it, in sports, in communities, and anywhere really people that kind of come together. There is divisive, and it's not to say that this is not new, right? There's always been two sides to it. But it also feels like there's a need to learn how to just simply manage more effectively in an area that there will always be kind of two sides to it, right? A black and a white, a zero and a one, whatever you call it. And I think as a leader, that's a hard environment to work in. We did an exercise in one of I just went to this like get together of managers. I will connect all these. I apologize for the rambling. But during that, we were given a statement and we had to. Oh, sorry, I didn't finish my thought. So I went to just a group of some managers coming together to kind of help focus on leadership. That was today. And that was actually really nice. Maybe this is why I'm thinking about it now. Anyway, in the class or in the workshop to get together, there was a statement that was proposed, and the exercise went that you kind of divided the group among, and you had one group that was stating, the positives of that statement, why it's correct, why it's the right thing to do, why it's maybe the only way to do something. And then you had another group in the counter side of it, right? To say why that's not actually the case, right? To maybe provide some of the negative feedback of it. And then you had a third group, which was really the creative side of that. And it was almost this way of finding balance between these two. And I thought that creative part of leadership is really where I feel we need guidance. And I thought I could maybe give some advice. I've been around for a while. And so I just started jotting things down on some post-its and stuff, and I don't have like a preconceived thought in my head, but I just wanted to record some of where my thoughts were at, and see if this can help other people as well to, like I'm saying, lead in this time, be a creative leader. Creative leadership, I think maybe that's a really good approach towards it. But I don't really know kind of how to dig into this, but it all kind of came when I was thinking about, it's not just about pursuing one thing, right? Or that one goal, getting the ultimate. It's really about how I get to that point. It's about the balance. It's about maintaining my authentic self, being true to myself while I'm achieving that one thing, getting to that place, right? Having that clear single focus. It's about balance. And I think as a creative leader, a leader in this current time, in some ways in this unknown kind of environment, there's definitely knowns, but there's uncertainty, I think, that exists in it. And one of the things as a creative leader that I need to do is to create kind of that common understanding. In the past, we kind of were looking at OKRs and we really liked the approach, but we found it kind of got a bit distracted. So we pushed to kind of have this single focus, right? Yeah, you can have all these goals that you want to get, but what's really that thing that's driving you? And that single focus is the thing that it doesn't necessarily mean that we all agree with how it is, but we can understand why we're doing this. And it invites discussion among the team. So it's about being vulnerable in the way of sharing a message, like maybe even if I equate it back to today, sharing a message like 3 days in the office, right? And allowing for some of that discussion to come back, inviting that common understanding so that as an organization, we can have that single focus because we've invited the different perspectives, or we've even broadened maybe the perspectives that we observed. I'm talking a little bit in hypothetical a bit, but I think the maybe driving point for myself in this is as a creative leader, I want to also create for my team, for the people that I'm responsible to lead, the people that I'm here to help, the people that are helping me, that whole community, how can we kind of build this common understanding, start to have that discussion, or maybe not, it doesn't have to be about probing on particular topics, but how do we create an environment that allows people to share how they're feeling, right? I get a lot of shit sometimes when people complain to me about things. And I think my default position is like, I'm kind of annoyed because I understand why it's that way, and it's nothing really that I could affect. And I think I come across in a very arrogant or ignorant way. But the lost opportunity for me in that is, yeah, I might understand why it is. So then when someone's, coming to me to complain, I could say, how can I help them also understand it and do it in a way that's not like a teacher, right? My goal is rather than to get upset that someone's coming and complaining to me about something that I can do nothing about, it's about helping to create that common understanding, like my perspective of it. It sounds kind of egotistical though when I'm saying this out loud. But I think in some ways, as a leader, you have to have a fair sense of ego. Because people are looking to you for guidance. They're looking to you for direction. So there does need to be some definitive, which in some ways is what I like about kind of Jim setting the tone. I think the hard thing for me was the authenticity behind it. It felt like anger. It felt like frustration. And I think when you're trying to, when you're trying to unite people, the tone of the message, I feel, shouldn't be coming from that area. The you could kind of say the common side of fear, right? But anger or frustration, because that tone kind of sets in some ways I'm already a culture of I'm already bad, right? So I have to work to not be seen as being bad anymore, to be seen as being healthy, to be seen as an organization that is doing well. So there is a very powerful element within fear, and I think this is one of the effects of what this statement was today. So I guess I would also say that's a good example of creative leadership in helping to create that single focus. But I think I would have loved it in a more collaborative way. I think the other thing as well, if I kind of put a bracket around that first point and move to a completely separate second point under the elements of creative leadership to lead in an uncertain environment. The second thing there was just about also being present and experiencing it. The thing that's resonating for me was I always feel somewhat separated from the events that are happening. So I think really the experiences that kind of the team's going through is to experience it not from a leader point of view, but to experience it from a person point of view. That was the desire I have for me, and I think this is the reminder when it comes to being a creative leader. I also need to build that space to also experience it along with my team. When we come together for an event or a meeting or even, something like a social fun party. Getting those specifics is kind of making me feel uncertain with the idea. I think the thing is that when I think about teams, it's really about relationships. So maybe it's a reminder to leaders to be a part of the experience as well. It's really about the relationships. It's about the people. So when you think of team, it's about those people. And this is not to say I have a relationship with everybody on my team, but I think maybe that's an area to strive as a leader, right? How could I, just simply know who are the people I work with, right? I think that's the social connection I've missed the most from kind of this 2 year hybrid, 3 year hybrid, God knows how long, state of work flux that we've all been in between home and even venturing into the office in the early days. Being one of like a few, and then kind of slowly having people come back and building up to peaks, and now getting to the point of even complaining about space and not having any space. I think I go off on tangents a lot, but I think the relationship side of engagement. That's really when we talk about engagement, it's about helping. It's not about that. See, I talk about engagement in the sense of operationally executing engagement, which is about numbers, which is about getting clicks and getting butts on seats and survey responses. I really feel like engagement is also about really having a voice of the people visible within the community to try to respond to what people are sharing and saying and doing, not from a simple reporting point of view. There was X number of people that went to this thing. Here's photos from the event. You know what I mean? It's really about helping to kind of make people feel like there's an opportunity. It's just about inviting like those opportunities to have a relationship with a team member, right? Or seeing yourself in the team. I feel like I was trying to kind of direct this rambling that I'm doing towards like leaders, but it really feels like it's just a session with myself. Because that's honestly where these pauses are coming from. It's me thinking about the words that I'm actually saying out loud to the way that my life really is. And I feel like all of this is about helping me get out of whatever this fucking stuck point that I'm in is. Like a hypocrite. I don't feel authentic. I tell myself I'm being authentic, but I don't feel authentic. Can't go sit in nicely. Feels like I care too much. I don't know what she meant by that, but those words are resonating for me right now. And caring too much is not a necessarily a great thing, especially when it drains the tank and makes you incapable of actually caring for other people. It's all about balance. That goes exactly back to what I started with. It's not about achieving that perfect present life. It's about maintaining the balance. It's about how I'm getting there. I think balance can be much more as well. Even if you look at the balance between the past and the future and the present, I've been playing with the idea of triangles a bit. Is a shape I was never a fan of, and I'm becoming a fan of it. I don't know, that sounds weird to have like preferences over shapes. I did not like that shape very much. Anyway, what's your least favorite shape? But now I'm embracing the triangle, the slice of pie, the delta, if you will. The triangle is a beautiful representation of change. And I think the constant reminder for me is keep the balance within the change. I constantly go out of balance, too deep, too hands off, too lazy. It's about balance. All right. Think of rambled on long enough. Try to close it on one quick bullet point. Be present. Help create the single focus. Be in the moment. Experience it along with others. And be aware. Always seek to grow your perspective. Seek to understand. Be a creative leader.